Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are ready. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another Cruda Realidad podcast. This is your girl, Lily Bay, in the house. Whoop,
whoop. Let's go. And this is your boy, Impro Mando, right here chilling in the new studio. Let's go.
Yo, if you guys are listening, pull over real quick. Yeah. Get on our YouTube. Check out the new studio setup. I am literally obsessed. Yeah. What about you, babe?
The colors, the vibes, everything fits the TCR podcast perfectly. Yeah. Shout outs to Lily Bay for, you know, coming up with the full setup. She did say earlier, she was like, honestly, this is kind of like on a budget because you would have did, you know,
way more.
Way but it more, right?
Took yeah. Way longer. More time. Yeah. And we knew like we wanted to do something different. But it was kind of, actually, who am I kidding? It wasn't hard at all. At first I was going to say it was a little hard because I didn't know if we wanted, like, I knew we wanted like the neon-y vibe,
yeah.
But it could have gone super girly or it could have gone like a lot more manly. So I wanted like a mix between both. But honestly, it took me like 2 days of researching, like at night. So maybe like in total, maybe like I spent like 3 hours of my life researching and putting all this together. And I'm going to insert a picture here of the vision that I gave Mando that I just like Photoshopped together. And then this is like it come to life now. And there's still like a few things missing.
That's what I was going to say.
But it's not big stuff. It's like little things that are coming and some stuff we're supposed to be ready today, but it's okay. No pasa nada, right?
Yeah, minor things.
They it's minor. Well, not mine. I want it, you know, the vibes. But other than that, like everything else, there's even stuff that Mando doesn't know that I'm going to add on here. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for you guys to see. But you guys, welcome back to episode what, babe?
Episode 78, babe. But do you know why 6 is scared of 7?
I already heard this before. Because 789.
789. Let's go. I had to start with a dad joke right away. I'm feeling great though, man.
I was
going to
say because 784, but I was like, wait, no, it doesn't go like that. No.
But I'm feeling really good. I'm going to come back to this because I really want to take this in. I feel like the podcast finally, 78 episodes later, became like a thing now. Like, it feels official. Mm-hmm. It feels really good in here from like, the start, you know, like when we started putting the wallpaper, shout out to Photo Wall, badass wallpaper. Yeah. And the thing about it was that when Lily sent me this wallpaper, I was like, oh, that's badass, right? And I just got it and I didn't even search anymore, right?
Yeah.
But then the day that I started installing it, I went through their website and man, they got some bad.
They got a lot. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. They got like crazy things, like things that you see like at art studios and things like that.
Or like a badass restaurant, yeah. Like super dope murals that you know are not hand painted, you know they're wallpapers. And they have a custom option, I think,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, custom option. You throw your picture on there if it's high res and then they'll print it out.
Was it easy to put up, hard? Like, was it?
Honestly, no. Like, no? Luckily, I had your Theo Isma. Shout out to him. He came through. He's very meticulous. He likes, you know, details. So he was a perfect guy for it. But you don't need a professional for it, you know? No. He's never done it in his life.
Yeah.
So Photo Wall is definitely a good spot. We're going to leave the links down below for everything,
you know?
Yeah, I
actually found them. I just looked up wallpapers, like I think on Instagram, and I found them. And I actually was going to start with my beauty room first. But my beauty room has texture on the wall, so I was like, I don't think I could do it up there. And then whenever we finally said, okay, let's do the podcast, I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to order. But yeah, before we continue, I want to give shout outs to you, babe, because one of Mando's new year's resolution was
3 months later
que se ponga las pilas más with like
just making it happen,
like stop putting stuff in the back burner and just making it happen. And even though he put this whole thing in the back burner and it never came to life
for a while
when you were the one that had to figure it out, Once I figured it out, se puso las pilas and no excuses. He's the one that hit up my uncle. Let's put up the wallpaper. He's the one that hit up the paint guy to get our paint. The one that, like, I was like, babe, like, so I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I was in a toxic relationship or what back in the day.
Let's talk about
even
that.
Even like
now.
Little things that I would be like, oh my God, we have so much to do, but I have to go pick up this purple couch. And I would feel like, oh, should I tell him right now? I don't want to hear it. Even though he's not going to say nothing, but old Mando would have been like, no, let's do it later because we're too busy. Yes or no?
Kinda.
But new Mando, I was like, babe, we got to go pick up a couch. He's like, okay, let's go. Like, literally, let's go, like, right now. And I'm like, this new Mando, I'm like, super happy. So because of this new Mando, I feel like we were able to do
to
this
knock it out quickly.
Whole thing. He thought we were going to take one day. He was like, no.
We'll do it on Sunday.
It was Thursday night, and I was like, tomorrow we got to do this. And he was like, no, we're going to do it on Sunday. And in my head, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, there's so many little things. Like, I know because I always do these type of little things that I know it. There's no way we could do it in a day. Mm-hmm. So I literally had to put my foot down and I'm like, no, we're doing it today because we have a lot of shit to do. And thank God because we barely finished today.
Tuesday,
which is the day before you guys see this.
Yeah, we officially started, on Thursday? Thursday night.
Thursday night. Mm-hmm.
Cleaned it out, took everything out from here. Started with the wallpaper and then painting and all that. But
it's just a lot of little things, you know? And like, And shout out to my flamingo, a.k.a. Flaca over there. Flaca. Is that what I should call her?
Yeah, Flaca. Or what was the other one?
I don't know. There were so many that people gave me, but everybody kind of was like, oh, we like Flaca. Flaca. So whenever I bought that flamingo, Mando posted me, people were like, do you know what that means? And I was like,
oh, man. Yeah.
I was like, what does a flamingo mean? I have no idea. And they're like, it means you guys are swingers, so don't put it in your front lawn. And I was like, no, I'm not going to put it there. I was like, just wait and see. But no, apparently flamingos and an upside down pineapple means that you are a swinger.
Okay.
So for future, we are not swingers. Right. It's just
so you guys
it's just
know, right?
The vibe. So let me go around and explain everything, right? So you guys know from our sign, our colors are like yellow, neon, blue, purplish, pinkish, whatever. So that's the vibe that we wanted for sure. Neon vibes. The first thing I went to go look for was this bad boy. I'm like, let me see if by any chance there's a purple couch on Facebook Market. Bitch, I found one perfect color purple because it matched really good with our blue. Because, you know, it could have been a whole different, like, neon purple or something crazy with rhinestones that didn't match, but perfect. But anyways, aside from the little things, I got the rug from Rug USA because I already know people are going to be asking. Shout out to Mando. He actually made
the coffee table. Complete design right there.
He said, hey, babe, we have a keg. Should I make it into a coffee table? And I was like, hell yeah, because again, the cruda realidad. So, you know, it's about, you know, well, that's the name of our podcast, but at the end of the day, having a crew, that means you've been drinking or out. So yeah, the keg, Mando's idea, we couldn't have, went to Goodwill, bought a random glass top. And another thing we added because of the crew de realidad was this bar you see in the back of me. The plan is to have shelves on top with bottles and stuff behind me. And every once in a blue moon, we'll get back there and make a drink or whatnot. So that was all because of La Cruda Realidad. And then on Mando's side, it's more like, okay, you guys know we are based in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. And if you guys have ever landed in Tampa, Florida, there's a huge flamingo at the airport that they just constructed maybe like what? Like they just finished it maybe like a few months ago.
Yeah.
Florida is known for flamingos, palm trees, you know, gators. Beachy vibes. Yeah. I still want to bring a gator in here, I don't know where I'm going to put her. But anyways, so that was because, you know, we wanted to do Florida vibes. And then the big ass. And then the poster back there, we actually printed it last minute. I wanted something. I actually got inspired by our boys at La Platica, that the fact that they had Te Salud in the back. And I was like, oh, shit. What better than for us to put Guadi's brand, though, because that's literally our brand, our baby, you know, so let's put him up. And again, Chente was one of our, the Chente Mood shirt was one of like our iconic t-shirts that
we would sell.
So I'm like, that one goes perfect because he's drinking La Cruda Realidad, like it's perfect. So that's what I made up though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically I made up
designed
that.
It, yeah.
I designed that whole thing, put it together, Mando printed it, and bam, here it is. But yeah, babe, is there anything you would change or no?
Nah, there's not much I would change. I think the lights like the scattered lights the on
ones,
the top.
The ones that I showed you?
That you can't really see for you guys, but for us, when we have guests and the whole like vibe is going to be cool. You know, like you said, a little more, a little more alcohol back there. I was thinking right now when you were talking about the bar, I was like, there's not a better bottle than a gifted bottle, right? Uh-huh. So if you guys want to send us any any bottles, you know, we'll leave the P.O. box down below.
Get P.O. box. We don't even have a P.O. box.
But yeah, we definitely need more bottles back there. Yeah. We definitely gotta take more shots on the podcast.
No, loosen
up randomly.
Water shots.
One thing that I'm super excited about this whole change is that now we're gonna be able to have guests. It's gonna be easier to invite someone or to whoever's in town, be like, hey, you guys want to come to the studio? Let's record something for 45 minutes or whatever, you know? So that's what I'm super excited about because previously, honestly, it was just a room. It didn't have too much like studio. Studio feel. It didn't have chairs. It didn't have the full setup, you know?
Now
we're able to have a full setup and mics and, you know, we have three cameras now, and hopefully you guys enjoy that side of it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited too.
I'm excited to now invite people because before, it wasn't like a priority of mine because I didn't love it. Mando knows that if I don't love something, it's just like, I was literally just here doing it for him. Like, yeah, I'm here. But now I'm gonna look for guests because Mando...
No, I'm gonna get guests too. Don't worry about that, sweetheart.
Like who?
Like
No, let me stop. Let me stop bashing Mando. Remember, Mando's a new man. Mando's 2024, Mando's a new man.
Three episodes ago, you were getting bashed and be like,
I'm sorry, guys.
Why is Lily Bay so mean to Mando? No sé qué, no sé cuánto.
Miriam at the warehouse. Actually, Miriam, I know you listen. Comment down below. Comment. Miriam has to deal with a lot of stuff too, so it's not just me. Anyways,
but yeah, more guests. There's a lot of artists that come into town that we're able to like
that we have access
hang
to.
Out with and do whatever we want. And it's a possibility, you know. So I'm excited for that. And the sky's the limit. We said not only artists, we said not only influencers, we're gonna bring, you know, just random people, family, lawyers. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm excited for that. And the reason I'm rambling is because this is from episode 1 to 77. This is the first episode that I have no script. I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
It's okay.
I didn't plan this episode at all.
This is more a welcome to our new podcast setup / life update. Yeah.
So, and we didn't talk about our last crazy trip.
Yeah. That's where I was going. So with that said, let's get into it, babe.
I'm down.
Where the hell have we been? Because I know we missed last week, but yo andaba en todo menos misa, right? Go ahead.
How many flights did you take?
Just three.
No, because you took one from here.
Oh, to Dallas. Four.
To Dallas. And
I took
then
four flights in 5 days.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
Guys.
That's a lot.
Shout out to Camila because she was a trooper. I thought that she was going to, by the way, Camila's my niece, which is somebody that I took with me on a trip. It was her surprise trip that I took her on. And, you know, she's a girl. She's at that little preteen stage where whatever, right? We've all been there. But I literally thought she was going to, at one point or another during these whole flights, like lose it. Like, oh, I'm so tired. I just want to go home. You know, like when she's sleepy and like little Rudy wakes her up, stop it, Rudy. Like that. I thought que iba a salir con algo así. Pero no, you guys. Like I would be like, she would get like a 45 minute nap on like an Uber, and I'll be like, okay, Camila, you got 45 minutes to go to sleep. When we get there, we got to wake up. You'll be up for like 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to sleep on the flight again, you know? So as soon as we would get there, I'll be like, Camila, and she'll be like, okay, are we here? Get her little backpack. We'll get in. She'll be all like modorra, but no whining, no complaining. But yeah.
Yeah, the cool thing too about all that is that it was crazy hours. Like your flight from LA to Houston was literally 12 midnight to 6 a.m.
We got there at 6 in the morning.
So
it was
imagine
nonstop,
that,
but
you know?
Because of the time difference, And it was only like a 2.5 hour flight, right?
Yeah. And then our flight from Orlando to Dallas, that was at 5 a.m.
So
you know?
We had to leave the house here at 1:30 in the morning. Yeah. So,
she's
it was crazy hours. But So anyways, we ended up surprising her. We went to LA for our homie Spero Noche's baby shower, which we had already known about for a while, pero pinche Adriana nos tenía espere y espere, because she mentioned that she didn't know if she was going to do it or not, but she finally
there
did.
There was
it.
Rain, plus a possibility.
And we already knew we had to be there. We hadn't gone to LA in, I think we had said 9 months.
Yeah,
the whole nine months crazy. That she was pregnant, we hadn't gone to LA. So we knew we had to be there. We knew we had to go. Again, we told you guys that we were going to stop doing the trips so much. But for like important things like that, like it's her first baby, like let's go support. And we haven't seen them in forever. So, you know, we just had to be out there. But babe, get into it. How was it? Or what did we do? Or what were the vibes? I was only there 32 hours.
Yeah, something like that.
I was there a day and a half. Like I landed one day and I left the next day.
Yeah, I was supposed to be there only 48 hours. But man, we don't learn. I mean, I don't learn because I keep booking Frontier. But Frontier is like available so easy, you know, in the
like
area.
Like for last minute
you
flights.
You know, last minute flights. The tickets were like $300 round trip versus like $1,000 round trip for like United Airlines or whatever. But my flight got canceled. But let me rewind to like the most important side. But yeah, the baby shower, man, it was beautiful. The vibe out there.
Pinche elegancia. Elegancia, bro. They be throwing down.
Yeah,
even when it's last minute things, if he's available, beautiful parties. Every single party we've ever been to that he decorates over the top. Right?
Yeah. The crazy thing is that I went to the salon or to the rancho maybe before. like 4 hours before the baby shower. And he had just got there. He had just got there from a party that he did the night before. Well, like hours before.
Yeah, no sleep.
In LA. So he's fucking crazy. Like the amount of work he puts in is crazy. He was doing a party for a porn star.
Yeah, yeah.
So like his parties could go from like influencers to
artists.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But he puts in work. Like it's amazing stuff.
Yeah, and he has everybody. He has like a huge team, vendors, food, mini pancakes, tents, decorations, bounce houses, everything you could think of,
te
he
consigue.
Got it. So we totally recommend him, especially if you're out there in the LA area, because his parties are beautiful. Yeah. But the baby shower is super lit. Mm-hmm. The guys especially ended up getting super lit. Like if it would have ended any later, like all of you guys would have been trashed for sure. I feel like it was a mini reunion because we hadn't seen so many people in such a long time. Mm-hmm. I saw La Comadre and I realized that we hadn't seen each other in a year and 2 months.
That's crazy.
That is crazy because I was telling my live earlier, I was like, even though I haven't seen Adriana in 9 months. No, Adriana hadn't seen her
since
maybe
July.
Like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then, but we didn't know she was pregnant at the
months,
time, right?
Yeah.
And then La Comadre hadn't seen her in a year and 2 months, for example. Candy, the Aguilars, I hadn't seen them también in about 6-7 months. Remember, it went from seeing them 2-3 times a month at one point, you know?
Yeah.
But it feels like I still see them, even though I don't in person. I feel like because of social media, you kind of feel like you're there with them and like you keep up with them and like almost like if you're seeing them in real life. So whenever I see them, I'm just like, oh, hey, what's up? How you been? Like that. But it's not like I feel back in the day, like before social media, if you hadn't seen somebody in 6 months, it would be like, oh my God, like hugs, like I miss you so much. Like, you know, right?
Yeah.
But now I feel like because of social media and lives and the phones and texting and like super up to date, it almost feels like, didn't I just see you yesterday or like last month?
Yeah,
you know?
You're able to keep up with everyone's life easier.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it is that there's people that make shit up, be like, are you guys still friends with La Comadre?
Oh my God, yeah.
Are you guys still friends with Pero Anoche? Like, why haven't you guys hung out? I'm like, yo, we have a life and they have a life. And, you know, we can't attend every single party, you know, all the time. But yeah, so it did feel like that. It did feel like I saw
Jorge. It felt like a little reunion.
Not so long ago, you know?
Yeah.
Then.
And now they're going to have a whole baby.
Oh, that's crazy, though. That's crazy.
Somebody asked me, Ask Me Anything. They were like, how do you feel that your friends are having babies? And I'm like shook. I'm still shook. Like, even though like Blanca's on her second baby, I'm still shook. You know, like even like with my sister has two kids. One is Camila, 11 and 12. I'm still shook that she's a mom. Like, every now and then, I'm like, damn, I can't believe you're a mom, bro. Like, it always shocks me because I feel like having kids is, like, a big thing, you know? Yeah. So, whenever one... And the fact that in 9 meses, a whole human is created, like, I'm always like, what the hell? Like, shocking.
This is a question that I know, but this is for the podcast. Do you feel because all your influencer friends, pretty much 99% of all your influencer friends have babies, some on their second, maybe some are working on their third and all that.
Some are on their third. Look at Laura.
Do you feel like you're getting left behind? Do you feel like...
No.
You got to ponerte las pilas.
No, not
at
all.
What do you feel? I already know, but this is for the podcast.
Yeah,
you know?
Honestly, like, I'm happy for them. And if that's what they wanted, like, you know, I love kids. You guys know I love kids. But no, I don't feel pressure at all. Even like my following, they're not so pressuring either. Yeah, I do have like the random, like literally from my Q&A yesterday, I think 2 girls asked me, when are you going to have a baby? But other than that, like, from all the other 1,000 messages that I got, everybody else wants to know just more things about me, not necessarily like the baby stuff. So I feel super grateful that my following isn't like that, like very pushy like that. Because I've seen in other influencers how they could get overwhelmed with random questions that people are always asking. But for me, no, not at all. I don't feel pressured at all. The only time I feel like, maybe I should start is because I'm like, fuck, you know, like maybe we should start just because the time is ticking type of deal, but it's not like my priority.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I could wait, like
another 5 years.
Maybe like another 3-4 years. If I could, I would wait another 3-4 years for sure. But yeah, not because they're having babies by any means doesn't mean that I want to already, you know? Not saying that it's a good or bad thing. It's just me. Like, it does not make me feel, like, left out or anything like that. What about you?
Oh.
Because the guys are having babies, too, you know?
Like, I'm chilling. I have no rush. I see the heavy, heavy work that it is to be a parent. Mm-hmm. And I understand that these kids need attention.
24/7, baby.
But... not that I'm focused somewhere else.
Not that you're selfish with your time.
Not that, which I am, but I have no rush. Like, honestly, like if I could tell you right now, like if for whatever reason we don't have kids, I don't know, it won't be the end of the world. Like it won't be, you know?
I want kids,
but we can always adopt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's something that I want to do regardless. And I remember, I think you brought it up one time. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Because you guys know, like, I just love kids. And I know there's a lot of kids out there that need a family. So I always said at first, I want 2 of my own and I want to adopt one, right? I would always tell you that. But then I was like, no, I want 2 of my own and adopt 2 because I wouldn't want the one adoptee to feel like, oh, I'm the only one. Right. I would want him to have like a little buddy or something, or, you know, brother, whatever. Brother. Imagine, he won't feel like he's the only one not a part of the family.
Yeah, it's true, you know? Because pinches huercos, man, they'll be like, oh, you're adopted.
Yeah, they'll start bullying. Yeah, I already know.
You just never know. I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen, but well, I'll be like, well, he's adopted too then. If there's 2 adoptees, you know?
Yeah. So, wait, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, because a question that people send me a lot is, oh my God, when are you going to give him a baby? He wants a baby already, because you guys see him with Luna, playing around with Luna a lot. So that is something that I do get. Oh, he wants a baby. He wants a baby. And I'm like, girl, I'd be asking him, hey, do you want to already? Because in my thing, I'm like, whenever we bring it up, if Mando randomly tells me, you know what? Fuck it. Let's try. Then I'll be like, all right, fuck it. But
that
as
has
long
never
as he's
came
like,
out of my mouth.
Nah, todavía no. I'm going to be like, yeah, 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 you're right. Nah, todavía no. You know? So, I have asked Mando, and I always randomly ask him, especially when there's like a lot of kids.
Especially
or
when we're literally.
But yeah, no. For sure, it doesn't make us feel left out. We're so happy for our friends and this new like life, this new chapter in their life that they're about to get into, because I feel like, we love kids, you know? You guys see us a lot with kids, right? Yeah. But like them, like I don't see a lot of, this shit just slipped off my head. I wouldn't see them a lot with kids as much as us. True. So I'm excited to start seeing them with kids and start seeing how they are, how they dress them, where they go, the family pictures, watching that's them grow. Kind of how we've seen Franco grow, Catalina grow, you know, like that. So
yeah, that's exciting.
We love all that content. So we're here for it. Yeah. We're ready for it.
Before we go on break, I want to give a big, huge, huge, huge shout out to Squishy Raul and Karina. They came through, man. Like, I missed my flight, and Raul was like, what happened? And right away, he was like, I go pick you up, like, without me asking, you know? He picked me up. We went to a Colichi town. We chilled. We relaxed. And, you know, he let me stay with him.
Yeah.
Literally, next day, we went to the warehouse and, you know, took care of things. I worked all day. I literally caught up with everything because my flight did get canceled. So I had to stay extra day, you know?
Yeah.
But then he was like, hey, what's up? Let's go eat. And then I'll take you to the airport. I was like, no, I'll Uber, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he definitely came through. Oh,
thanks, Raul, you know, for taking care of my boo. I want to also thank them because if you guys haven't watched the vlog, whenever we got there, Camila's favorite part of this whole trip was the fact that she was able to do a little VIP Squishy Bunny tour. You guys should see her reaction, bro. Yeah, I've never in my life seen that reaction from Camila, right?
I wish you had a little more of Camila.
I know. Mando wishes I had more reaction, but
maybe maybe I'll surprise you more if you had a little more Camila in you.
Like,
but yeah, go watch that vlog. It's on Lily Bay's channel. Go subscribe. And I don't know where, but soon we'll be doing a Squishy Bunny giveaway. I don't know if on her channel, on Lily Bay. But yeah, stay tuned on our social medias. We're gonna launch that soon. And we actually gotta go on our first break in the studio.
Wow. You know,
we got some drinks over there for us. The break room's back there. So yeah,
he's freaking lying. I'm like looking at the bathroom.
Thank you guys for supporting once again. I'm just so grateful for this, man. Like, I really enjoy just yapping away on a Tuesday night with you guys and you guys listening on Wednesday morning. But yeah, that's it. We'll be right back. All right, let's get it. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to part two of the TCR podcast, episode 78. Let's go, babe.
Mando is full of energy.
Yo, I was back there with the cows right now. And a homie, well, not a homie, but all you guys are my homies, right? He was like, never go back there without a navaja, a blade, you know? Because you go back there, they could be stuck with something or whatever, right? So every single time I go back there, I have a blade or a navaja or a little knife, right?
I didn't know that.
Except today.
And they were stuck?
No. I go to get their hay and...
It's wrapped.
I had to get a new hay. I had to cut the hay. And I wasn't going to walk all the way back here and walk all the way back. So I literally grabbed the nail. I thought freaking ripping some string apart. Yeah, a nail. But yeah, never go
so
back there
a navaja without back a navaja. There.
No, just take one with you. Have one here and take it with you all the time.
Okay.
But yeah, we have the cows. Mm-hmm. Now you have the bunnies. Mm-hmm. And I think we need ducks.
Ducks?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they quack me up. Got it.
You're so stupid, babe.
But yeah.
I thought you were being dead serious right now.
No, we don't need no more animals, you guys.
What about that flamingo back
there?
Send
help. No more animals. I was driving down the street and I recorded peacocks?
Peacocks.
Peacocks. Yeah. And somebody's like, damn, y'all have exotic animals all over your house.
We really do.
And those peacocks are badass.
We've seen armadillos outside, rabbits. We have bats. We have...
squirrels.
The peacocks, squirrels, lizards, obviously all that. Alligators.
Owls.
You know? Oh, yeah. Owls. Eagles. Blue jays. Yeah. What are the little woodpeckers?
Woodpeckers. They're like
all night. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's a lot of pretty, like the red. I think it's called a red robin. Mm-hmm. There's so many pretty birds. I've been wanting to buy a bird feeder. Can I buy that?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Have more birds out here?
No, no, just to have like birds, like pretty yeah. birds. But you have to like hang it in a way where the squirrels won't get to it. Mm, and there's like all these TikToks where people like try to, like they record the squirrels trying to get to it. And it's hilarious, bro. Hilarious.
That's funny. Pobrecita squirrels.
Yeah, pobrecita. Why can't we feed squirrels? I can have a squirrel one somewhere. I don't know.
What do squirrels eat?
Nuts.
Nuts.
These nuts.
Acorns.
Anyways.
But talking about TikTok, I was on TikTok.
Anyways.
And scrolling, you know. And I saw a post of Kim Kardashian talking about Kanye West.
She's talking about him?
In a good way. Oh. She was saying how a big brand, she didn't name which brand, but she said a big brand came to her and offered her $1 million for an Instagram post. But at the time, she was married to Kanye West, right? And she told Kanye, like, hey, this brand is, you know, reaching out. They're offering me $1 million. But it literally was the rivals, or not the rivals, but the competition of Yeezys at the time. So Kanye's like, don't take it, you know? And she listened to her husband, right? So like a weeks later, or I don't know how long, it was Mother's Day. Kanye West gave her $1 million.
Aww.
And in the note, in the love Goals. Letter or whatever, not only $1 million, but he gave her percentage of Yeezys, like ownership. So I was like, damn, Kanye's a cool dude,
that
you know?
That's cool.
That is
cool.
Pretty cool. But shout out to Kanye for that. Talking about more TikTok.
Wait, so she posted that or what?
Yeah. She was on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was on the podcast and she was just talking about Kanye or whatever. Yeah. So Kanye's not that bad of a guy, you know?
Okay. Well, I don't know that, but anyways.
But more TikToks. I was scrolling right now and man, Miami is going crazy.
Oh my God. Have it's you guys seen up. The TikToks?
Yeah, it's kind of messed up. Well, the reason I bring it up is that I know your plan was to go to spring break Miami this month with all the family. What was your plan? Tell us, what was your plan?
So let me backtrack. My whole life, ever since I was like 5 years old, I would go party hard. I'm just kidding. But growing up, especially, like once I turned 21, spring break in Miami was always a thing for us. Yeah. We would always go for a few days out there, get lit, you know, and come back, right? It's only 4 hours away. It was a thing, right? Go to the beach, South Beach, go to the clubs. Like, it was just a thing for us.
Yeah, it's normal.
And I feel like for the past 2 years, I have been wanting to go, right? Because we still go to Miami. We always end up over there during spring break, for sure. But not like, we're over there for something else, not necessarily to go party. But this year, I was like, you know what? I miss going. Let me round up the troops, aka some of my homies, and let's go out there, get an Airbnb, and go party. Because believe it or not, some of my family has never been
partying to Miami.
I don't even know if they've been to Miami. I honestly don't even know. But I find that shocking once I thought about it. I was like, bro, it's right here. And I feel like us being from Florida or just being like travelers in general, Miami's always like a must thing, kind of like Vegas. Like, not that it's all, you know, like glitz and glam, but it's just a thing to do if you're a partier for sure, especially spring break. So then I saw that TikTok. Well, you told me about it and I was like, you're fucking lying
now. So pretty much what the TikTok and the post said is, well, the city of Miami posted it. It was like, it's not us, it's you.
It's breaking up. Miami is breaking up with spring break.
Yeah. It's not us, it's you. I was like, what? So pretty much what they're doing is trying to get...
Control it.
Because honestly, we've been there a couple times. And then after COVID, I feel like it's just become like crazy.
It's gotten, I'm not going to lie, it has gotten worse throughout the years. Yeah. Like really bad. I blame Spirit for the cheap flights, honestly. True. I'm just saying, but yeah, it's kind of really bad, like where there's shootouts and peleas and like you could tell there's a lot of violence and just it's not the same at all. Like when we go, we stick out like sore thumbs for sure.
I think what happens too is that they bring a lot of beef from other cities, like from Chicago or Houston or Atlanta. They bring the beef that they're having over there and then they meet up here. and try to settle that beef in a whole different city, but it's impossible to settle that beef.
The past,
you know,
the past two times that again, we would go every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have. Did we go last year? I think so.
I
right?
think we went, but again, not we didn't go to break. Party, but we were there, so we would go eat. Randomly. We're in the with them the hanging out in the mix, right? And the past 2 years that we've gone, the same days that we're there, there's shootouts.
Yeah.
And I'll have family texting me like, oh my God, I know you're in Miami. Are you guys okay? Are you guys safe? You know? And it's like, damn, like, I get why they're doing that. But I feel like they should do it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way, like, to fully control it. Like, what they're doing is parking is $100. You know, there's curfews, like, at midnight on South Beach. I'm like, South Beach closes at 5 a.m., you know? Yeah. So what? There's no...
I wonder how... What it makes the clubs no sense. Think of all this.
I mean, it's going to suck for the restaurants. It's going to suck for everyone because business, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it just sucks. Mm-hmm. Parking, I said...
I mean, I was towing. Like, okay, I'll still pay that, you know? Like...
Yeah, but I don't know.
And I curfew, know though, people curfew. Are still going to pay those $100 for parking. I know they are. But I guess it... I don't know. I really don't. I don't know how that could get fixed, honestly, because I told Mando that back in the day when I would go, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have gone and would agree, it was very diverse, number one. Había de todo. There was stuff for everyone to do. It was super nice. You could have, like, a lit time here or a chill time here or, you know, a more, like, you could go a little bit up north to the northern beaches and be, like, more family, you know? But it still feel like a little spring break because it's a little packed. But now you go and it's, like... You gotta watch your back. Like, be careful.
It feels dangerous.
Make sure nobody steals your purse. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the same. And
it's definitely not the spot to go to. Like, yeah. Not
like,
anymore.
The only reason I was like, fuck it, YOLO, let's go, is because I was like, we won't be like we won't be in the areas that get like that. Mm-hmm. But we know Miami kind of like the back of our hands. And we were like, okay, we could get a house like maybe a little northern, more north, right? To be away from South Beach a little bit, but we could still meet up at the clubs later, or we could still go to like Wynwood later, or we could still get a house with a pool, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be in the vibes, but not like in South Beach, because South Beach, I don't understand, because I'm like, I mean, we haven't gone to Vegas. I know. What? You haven't gone to Vegas. I know. We're waiting. I've been saving Vegas, Segun, for our bachelorette. But anyways, but Vegas is very lit too, so how come it hasn't gotten like that over there? You know, like,
I think,
feel like Vegas is just as old as Miami, just as lit, opens all night, ends never. You know, so how come from what I've seen, it hasn't got like Miami has gotten?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, at the end of the day, it's Florida, and Florida is just crazy too.
I feel like, you know, people more liberal. Come here and they just wild out,
yeah.
Because a lot of people think like, oh, only in Florida. Like, but if you actually lived here, you would know that
it's
usually not us. Yeah. It's usually people coming, like, because this is like a vacation spot. Mm-hmm. It's where people come vacation. And what do you do when you vacation?
Wild
you go
out.
Party, you go drink, you wild out, you get drunk, you acting crazy, you falling asleep outside. You know what I'm saying? Which, again, I don't care. Do your thing, you know? Mm-hmm. No judgment here, because I'd be doing the same thing. So I feel like, I think that's what it is. Like, a lot of people come and they know Florida is super, like, open and fuck it. YOLO, do whatever you want. And no rules and no laws. And people go ham, right? But, yeah, I don't know, babe. Hopefully.
Well, what's your backup now? Because we had not a trip planned, but it was talked about.
I was thinking about Destin Beach. I haven't been out up there. It's still Florida, but I don't want it to be like I love, like, St. Augustine's cool and everything, but it's not like party vibes
for sure. It's just beach, get a pontoon.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm like, bars, we could do maybe. That here in Clearwater, you know? True. So I don't know. I feel like Clearwater's up and coming too. They just don't have as many bars out there.
Don't even say it.
But it's gotten bad too. Clearwater didn't used to be like that
it's
either.
It's
going to
be the number two Miami.
Clearwater used to be a little more family oriented. Yeah. And now I want to say the past two times that I've gone, it's like, and mind you, we get lit. So it's not like we're like, oh, we don't want to be where the party's at. Nah, bitch. We want to be where the party's at. I'm just not trying to get shot at, if you know what I mean. You know? So, yeah, I don't know. I guess plan B would be probably, Destin, or should we just, like, fucking go to Puerto Rico or something? I don't know. It's 30 minute flight, you know? But yeah, I really wanted to do something beachy for spring break. And then I was like, maybe I should invite everybody and we should do like a whole thing. And then I was like, oh, we'll go to Miami. But
there goes that.
There goes that.
We're definitely not going to Miami after that.
Should we vlog it? No,
like go out there and show them what's going on. I don't know. It might be a waste of a weekend. Right?
It's 4 hours away. It's not like we're buying flights and shit.
I don't know. We'll see.
What do you think? I feel like it's still going to be lit. People already got their tickets That's and true. Shit. You think they're going to be like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to lose these tickets. That's you true. Know, if they won't be in South Beach, they're going to all go to Wynwood mm-hmm. or Brickell. They're going to be somewhere, you know?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Fuck so we going or not? Let's make a decision right now.
Right now on the podcast.
Like, are people still allowed to get in the water? Like, that's what I want. I want to go get in the water.
Did you see?
What?
Last time we went, there was no place to get into the water. There was no space. You don't remember? There was nowhere to sit. You don't remember?
Maybe they should do like a private area for the locals, right? Show your imagine? ID. For real. Or the pool parties. Remember that pool party was lit? Damn. It's because this year I'm going to be outside. I'm going
to
be at
Lily
the beach
said
every day.
That she's going to the beach at least every weekend. When does that start? Right in spring?
Actually, if it wasn't for all this renovations, I would have gone on Saturday. It was so hot on Saturday.
It was like
if it was the middle of July, hot on Saturday, it would have been perfect.
But not the people back at home in Nebraska with the snow. Yeah, that sucks, man.
But other than that, if you guys have any ideas where we could go or where it gets lit for spring break, let me know down below because I really am interested to go somewhere. And I know Florida is not the only lit place for spring break. I know that there's other places like Cancun and Mexico. I've always wanted to do that low-key.
What? Cancun?
Yeah. Like spring break out there? Well, let me know down below where you guys have been because I know you guys have been a lot of places too. And I really want to know because I'm trying to be outside this year. Even though I was trying to be outside here, but they canceled spring break apparently in Miami. So,
all right, guys. I want to close it off with something. We think we have time. We think we have a lot of time. We think we have time to hit our goals, time to lose weight. Time to see your mom, time to see your dad, time to see everyone. But you never know when is your last day. You think that, oh, tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it next week. But you just never know. You just never know when that day is going to come. So my whole point to this is just do it right now. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Don't wait to call your mom. Don't wait to text that person you love them. Don't wait to say sorry to, you know, that person that you fucked up or whatever the case is, just do it.
Yeah.
And do it, you know, that's it. That's all I got for today. Just time is a gift and you never know when it's going to be taken from you.
That's true.
But yeah, I don't want to leave it on the sad note, but that's what I got, you know, just enjoy life.
Love
and
that.
Time is so valuable, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's it, you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast.
Yep. Because of you, we are here.
Yes.
78 episodes in. Brand new podcast. We have so much energy for this new, I would say this new chapter even though it's not like a solid number or whatever.
Because we had, this is like a 4.0 because we had it in one room. And then we came in here.
Had it with the temp wall.
Then we went to the living room for like 10 episodes.
Yep.
And then we had a desk here. And now we're here. And I feel like this is going to be here
the
for
vibes.
A while. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just going to add more to it. We're not going to like fully deconstruct it, you know?
Yeah.
So once again, thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye.